four, three, two, one.
Today, we the people of the United States of America are engaged in the invisible Third World War. It's only invisible because we don't see or really want to hear what's going on. The fact of the matter is, there are over 10,000 armed and ready nuclear missiles in the United States alone, not counting other sites spread strategically across the globe. And it only takes a few hundred to guarantee total destruction. Funk in America. Between MXs, ICBMs, MIRVs, and SLBMs, and other missiles, there'll be no day after. And all my children will not be televised today. Why? Because silly little men with power have all gone mad. Mad meaning mutually assured destruction for all, this funk in America. There'll be no NFL, no CIA, no neckties or tie ties, no ray guns, no machine guns, no Weinbergers, no hamburgers, no rambles of Gorbachev to cheer a fear. This funk in America. And this sporting event will not be televised, so there'll be no scores in this rivalry of democracy and freedom against communism and totalitarianism. This game will only last minutes in the playing field of the globe, and in the end, there are no winners at all. Funk in America.
Oh. met face-to-face with Soviet leader Gorbachev in Geneva, both sides challenged each other to stop the arms race.
The Soviet news agency TASS says Russia will take counteraction if the U.S. continues to build MX missiles.
President Reagan is trying to persuade Congress to allow the Defense Department to spend $1.5 billion to produce 21 MX missiles.
In Moscow, Soviet leader Gorbachev has announced a new plan for peace and disarmament.
U.S. officials told congressional leaders that if the United States did not go forward with the MX, we'd look like a weak puppy to our European